Welcome to Chasing Carrots, a podcast dedicated to empaths and highly sensitive people. As empaths and highly sensitive people, the ability to feel emotions in and around us can sometimes feel like a burden. But what if I told you that by learning about and understanding your own emotions, being empathic and highly sensitive is actually your superpower? Join me, your host, Zazil Pereira, and together we will explore what it means to be an empath and highly sensitive, and how taking ownership of your true nature can empower you to reclaim your voice and release any emotional blockages that have been holding you back. Hello, hello, and welcome to a new season of Chasing Carrots. I am your host, Zazil Pereira, and it is a pleasure to be connecting with you once again. It has been a long 5 months, and so much has happened in my world. And if I've been going through a lot lately, I'm sure you have too. And you know what I've learned in the past few months? What has become crystal clear to me finally? Such is life. Life is always happening. Life doesn't stop. Life just keeps on going, even if I'm feeling sad, angry, or scared. You know, when I was younger, like in my late 20s and into my early 30s, I used to believe that life sucked because it didn't give a crap about me or how I felt. It actually seemed like life found pleasure in pulling the rug out from under me again and again and again. But hey, at least I looked put together all of the time, always with a smile on my face, willing to put others before me, and trying to keep others happy so I wouldn't have to face what I was truly feeling inside. But you know where that belief got me? Nowhere. It just left me feeling miserable and hopeless. 6 years ago, when I said enough was enough, I began searching for something bigger than myself, something that could explain to me why I felt the way that I felt. Luckily, there were a few people in my life at the time who knew what I was going through and started pointing me in the direction of spirituality. And I began exploring topics like spiritual awakening, shadow work, ancestral healing, energy work, and Reiki. And it's as if for the first time in my life, everything that I had ever felt made sense. All of the books I was reading, the podcasts I was listening to, and the YouTube videos I was watching, it's as if every single person behind these resources had experienced the same feelings, thoughts, and even some of the same behaviors as I did. It's been on this spiritual journey that I have felt seen and validated in all of my life experiences. Now, after a few years of researching and learning about these topics and applying some of the spiritual principles to my daily life, I started to notice that some of the uncomfortable physical and emotional symptoms I had been having were becoming less uncomfortable. And as I became less uncomfortable, I started to feel safe in my body, safe enough to explore my feelings around grief, loss, and trauma. And that's when I started to suspect that I probably had a quote-unquote general anxiety disorder, and that I had experienced multiple cycles of depression since I was a teenager. In 2020, I realized I needed help in unpacking the trauma I experienced as a result of losing my father when I was 14 and all of the secondary losses that came along with one of your parents dying. So in the past 3 years, I've been integrating the lessons I've learned through my spiritual journey and the lessons I've learned through going to therapy. And even though a lot of who I am makes way more sense now than ever before, up until last year, I still felt like I was missing a key piece of the puzzle. One of the beautiful gifts that spirituality and psychology have given me is a practice of recognizing my behavioral patterns and understanding why I react the way that I do. And then it finally dawned on me. Not only am I an empath, but I have a sensitive nervous system, which makes me a highly sensitive person. So what does this mean? It basically means that I feel a lot more than the average person. Not only do I feel my emotions with more intensity than others, but I feel other people's emotions as if they were my own. And with the added layer of sensitivity, I'm hyper attuned to everything that is going on around me. The noises, the smells, the textures, the tastes, and the sensations. I like to think of my sensitivity as a superpower and a gift. And I know it might sound cheesy and unreal, but hear me out. There are two sides to every story, just like there are two sides to a coin. Yes, empaths and highly sensitive people feel more. And yes, it feels like a curse on most days. But at the same time, we are capable of experiencing more peace, love, abundance, joy, and all the other positive vibes than the average person. Does this mean that being positive vibes and love and light all day, every day is a remedy to being an empath and a highly sensitive person? Hell no. What it means is that as an empath and a highly sensitive person, you are capable of experiencing the whole spectrum of emotions, and you're also capable of navigating your own experience when you're interacting with the rest of the world. But in order to get there, you have to start tuning out the outside noise and tuning into what's going on inside of you, inside your mind, inside your heart, and inside your body. This season of Chasing Carrots is about giving you permission to explore who you are and your sensitivity. It's about finding peace in your life and feeling more connected with yourself than ever before. Throughout this season, you will hear from fellow empaths, intuitives, healers, and psychics, and they will share with you their journey of awakening, growth, and discovery. My intention is that you see yourself reflected through their stories and be reminded that you're not broken or alone. And I want you to feel empowered as you navigate your journey. And who knows, maybe discover something new about yourself. If you haven't signed up to have this season's episodes delivered straight to your inbox, click the link in the show notes to get notified. And if you want to learn more about what it means to be an empath and a highly sensitive person, follow me on social media for more content. You can find the links to my social media in the show notes as well. And finally, thank you so much for joining me on this journey. I look forward to connecting with you in the next episode. Infinite gratitude from the bottom of my heart, always.